Welcome to the Haunted Chapel. It's like church, but for metal. Here are your hosts, John Araya and Brittany Elliott.
Welcome to the Haunted Chapel. Welcome back. Episode 4. I'm John Araya.
And I'm Brittany Elliott. The one and only. Sorry,
right.
It took us so long to film another episode, guys. We've been busy, man.
Been pretty busy. Yeah. Got lots of stuff going on.
I've been tattooing a lot. You've been revamping the podcast room.
Yeah, just moving some stuff around because it was a little stale. It looked like a hospital.
So we went to our friend's house, and ironically, he won the Slayer table, the big giant one that we made, and he had entered almost all of our raffles, and he won that one. And he goes, man, I don't know where I'm going to put this thing. And we were very inspired by his setup. So we had to revamp our room a little bit.
Yeah,
so thank you, Andrew.
Wall to wall. There was no wall showing at all. Yeah, I'm like, man, cool. That's what I got to do. We got so many posters.
Yep.
So we got plenty of stuff to cover the walls with. So
Hell yeah. Started.
Looks pretty good.
That's right. All the posters we don't put on are heavy metal tables. Speaking of which, we just finished redoing a badass old mid-century table for the band Inhuman Condition.
That's right.
And they're going out on the road soon. Actually, the next week, I think they start their tour, I think, on my birthday, August 11th, which is
the first show?
In a couple days. Yeah, I think that's their first show, and then they'll be here on the 13th, so we'll be going to that, and then we're headed to Psycho.
So they're San Antonio. They're playing at the
Rock Box.
The Rock Box,
yes.
August 13th.
Yeah, so you guys don't miss it.
Yeah, don't miss it. It's gonna be a great show.
They're opening for Deicide, and Jeremy, I guess the singer of Inhuman Condition, is doing sound for all the bands, doing all this double duty, and then Taylor is playing guitar in Deicide and Inhuman. So those guys are badasses. They're gonna be pulling double duty, and then we just saw Terry. Left to Die project.
Left to Die. That was great. That was a great set.
That was amazing. So yeah, Inhuman Condition will be playing the 13th here in San Antonio at the Rock Box. So you guys go check them out. They're awesome.
Yeah. You can get the raffle there to buy. I'm guessing they're going to have a set up on their merch. The raffle to enter to win the table. I think it's going to be, I don't know if they announced it yet. I think it's $5.
$5, unlimited entries, and you got to buy your tickets at the merch booth and support the guys and get them some road money and just support heavy metal.
That's right. That should be a great show.
Sweet.
The table's great, too. The table looks sick.
I'm going to enter my own raffle.
Yeah, I'm going to try to enter, too, because I want to.
I want to win.
I want to keep it.
Like Nacho Libre. I want to win.
It came out great, so we want to keep that thing.
Heck yeah.
But you'll see it.
Let's see, what else we got going on? We are doing our tattoo giveaway on my birthday, August 11th. So I'm sorry if you guys haven't gotten your actual physical tickets yet in the mail. Let's see, we got new Haunted Chapel stickers. Let's see, I got a new little skull guy. A couple new things. And then we got, for the tattoo giveaway, you're going to get one of these, our new THC pins that I redrew the Cowboys from Hell logo from. So if you entered the Pantera table giveaway or the tattoo giveaway, you get one of these if you bought two tickets or more. Oh, yeah. And we'll see who.
Those pants came out nice.
Yeah, they came out badass.
Yeah.
We'll see who our winner is on Thursday.
Thursday.
That's awesome. Okay. Yay. On that note, we've got some questions to answer.
All right.
So I just saw this pertaining to tattooing. So we'll cut into that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
So Johnny,
I haven't seen any of these questions, so it's going to be pretty funny to check them out.
I put this on our Haunted Chapel page and my personal page, and there weren't too many, but we're going to answer a couple of them. Should we shuffle them up or should we just answer them?
Just answer them.
Okay. So first one is from Tony Papish. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony. He asks, what is your most painful tattoo? Johnny?
My most painful tattoo. Wow. Let's see. I think it was right up in here.
Ooh.
Britt got right in his stitch, right there. That hurt the most. It hurt more than my neck. It hurt more than my shin. It hurt more than my calf. And I haven't got anything in my ribs. I got my chest, some chest work, and that hurt, but this hurt more than anything. It sucked.
That's spicy.
That's a spicy pain.
That's no bueno. I'm trying to think of mine.
Oh, you tell me it's the back of your leg, the
back of the thigh of is horrible. Thigh. It's so painful. Not even the back of the knee, but like the back of the thigh for some reason was like, I cried. I remember being like, I'm such a wuss. This hurts so bad. And my back piece outline, yeah, I remember. I cried.
I bet that would hurt.
It was just like the boldest needle from freaking neck to butt. One day, I was just pouring tears, just sitting there, solemn. My little brother's like, you want me to kill him? So the guy that was doing it. And I'm like, this comes with it, buddy. When he turned 18, he found that out. All right, so that was a good one. Okay, let's see. Let's see what's next. How did y'all meet?
How'd y'all meet?
This is from David V. 1980. How did y'all meet? Johnny, tell everyone our love story.
So I was looking to get a tattoo to commemorate the last tour, Slayer. Like, okay, it's our last tour ever. So I'm like, you know what? I should get a tattoo to commemorate. I can't believe
you just never got a Slayer tattoo.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I never thought about it because I never thought about getting band tattoos on me, you know?
You have old school stuff like dragons.
Yeah, I never thought about bands. But they announced the last tour. And I was like, you know what? I'd probably get one. Been, a chapter closing. So I got one. And I searched for...
Wait. That's more than a chapter. How long did you work for them?
Well, it was a long chapter. Well, that chapter of touring, you know, that chapter's closed. So I wanted to commemorate that working with them for so long. So I typed in heavy metal tattoos, and I found the Megadeth Vic Rattlehead tattoo. And I'm like, man, this is rad. Look at the detail. Look at the blood and the lines. And I clicked on it, and it was Britney's tattoo. And I clicked on her thing, and I saw all the heavy metal stuff on there. I'm like, wow, this is the person I want to do my tattoo because she's metal.
No posers allowed.
And that's how I discovered her. That's why I found her. And then we hit it off. We were friends. And then I don't know. She was awesome. And I just
thanks, baby. You were awesome too.
Couldn't stop thinking about her because she is such a great person. And she's awesome. So
you're awesome. I love you.
And I found you in a sea of posers.
Yeah. That says a lot because you've seen a lot of people in your life. So
lots of posers.
It's nice to find
someone who's real or a person who's genuine and not, you know, fake.
Thanks, baby. Well, we both worked our butts off our whole life. And I feel like when we met, it was kind of like, did we just become best friends? It was like we're the same person. Like we've both been kind of traveling aimlessly our whole lives. Like, where do we go? So that's a great question. Awesome. Yeah, thanks. I love this. Or to quote Pee Wee Herman, I love that story.
Thanks, David V. 1980.
That was a good one. Okay, we've got Torsten Breaker says, I would like to know if Johnny still works as a tech, and if so, which musicians or bands?
Yeah, I still do tech work. I've only been doing like Danzig and Misfits lately because Glenn doesn't like touring and I'm cool with that.
You kind of are over it too, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. You know, if it's like a week or 2 weeks, that's cool. It's still,
you miss my home cooking.
I like being home. I like it now. Yeah. So anything more than that, you know, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I probably I'm not into it, but one-offs, I'm cool with that, doing a show here, a show there. Or like,
especially for Glenn.
Yeah. I've worked for Glenn for so long. He's always been really super cool with me. And it's fun, man. The guys are great. I love the band.
Okay. On that note, there was another question that pertained to that. So we're going to allude into that. Johnny hasn't seen any of these questions. I pre-read them and drew out our cue cards. So Nick Serlitis, sorry if I butchered your name, T-S-E-R-L-E, et cetera, says, are you good friends with Glenn Danzig?
Yeah, I think so. After 30 years, about 30 years of touring, yeah, pretty good friends.
He's a great guy. And he, the last time I saw him, I was like, we love you, Glenn. And he goes, I love you guys. First he goes, I love Johnny. And I was like, we love you. And he goes, I love you guys. So it went from you to us. I was like, yes.
Yeah, Glenn's always been super cool. You know, he's
a real deal, man. He's OG.
He's
punk rocker.
He's an old punk rocker, man. Yeah. And he don't fucking...
He drinks the tears of his enemies,
too. He don't put up with bullshit. You know, he's punk rock. And if he'll call you out on it. And I think that's why people are kind of like... Not don't like him, but they're kind of like intimidated by him because they know that
he's a fucking badass.
He calls it like he sees it, man. Yeah. And he ain't afraid. And we're in the same mindset. Like we think about like what's going on in the world and politics and stuff. We're on the same level.
We use our brains.
Yeah. So it's really, he's awesome to work for. And I you know, whatever he wants to do, man, if he calls me up, I'll say, hell yeah, let's do it. Hell yeah. I'm always down.
It's like your core dancing crew for the most part, you and Marcelo and, you know, some of the guys.
Yeah, right. Been there, yeah, for a long time. There's like three or four core guys that, you know, have been there for the last several years. So,
all right. Are you ready for a couple more questions? These are pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so these two are similar. From Kay is great. That's one of my besties. She says, not sure if it's already been asked, but if you could tattoo anyone, who would it be? So I...
Oh, that's more like for you.
That's probably for
you
me.
Already but, got, you already got answers.
Well, I had a brainstorm on this one because there's a lot of people that I would really like to tattoo. But so I try to... convince Glenn to let me tattoo him, and he's like, I'm not getting any more tattoos. I was like, I'm gonna convince you one day. So that would be amazing to be able to tattoo the godfather of punk rock, Glenn Danzig. But I don't, he told me that's not gonna happen, but he did smirk after he said, he's like, So we'll see. But any of the Misfits, that would be so legendary. Jerry Only or Doyle, Jerry Cantrell would be amazing because that's one of the first pictures that really got me, you know, inspired into tattoos because I was so into rock and roll as a kid, and I saw that picture of him and Lane like that, yeah, you know, showing off their Bob Roberts pieces, and I was just like, oh my god, so badass. And then you hear that song, Am I Smiling Skull at You, and I'm like, oh my god, it's a badass tattoo. So that would be pretty legendary. That would take my life full circle. So Misfits, Jerry Cantrell, James Hetfield, of course, my fucking, he's my hero. He's awesome. He's been through a lot of bullshit and conquered and persevered and never stopped, never quit because he's Metallica. So I love James.
Yeah. He's tatted up too.
Fuck yeah. So. And of course, Halford. I mean, yeah. Tattooing Halford would just be like, I'm not worthy because he's just one of the, just such a rock and roll god that's been tattooed like since the 80s. And that's just so fucking badass to me. He's just so old school. Halford might be number one, but yeah, any of those old school metalheads.
He's covered, so that'd be rad.
Hell yeah.
If he just came by the shop.
Exactly. Well, fucking A. On that note, we've got a couple things to announce to you guys. As y'all know, I'm working Psycho Las Vegas.
That's right.
Well, actually, I haven't really put that out there yet because we're still getting everything confirmed. But here's a couple of posters I designed for the fest. Unfortunately, Monster Magnet canceled and Violence canceled, but they're still amazing bands, and we're leaving them on the poster for now. We've got the Fate sheet.
Oh, that's the Fate one. Yeah, that one's rad.
You like it?
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't know. I like the little Nuns Have No Fun guys down here. The little ghouls. They're rad.
Those dudes are cool. Yeah. Let's see if our camera can pick
we'll
this up.
We'll take a picture of it, too.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a lot of cool flash. Johnny and I will be at Psycho together. He'll be helping me out, being my handy-dandy amazing assistant, as usual.
Yeah, and Psycho. It should be great, man.
It's so soon. Oh, my gosh.
Fate's finally playing. Sheesh.
We can't believe it. We saw King Diamond at Iron Maiden in 2019, mm-hmm. and he was so excited about going out on the road with Fate, and we were just chatting with him briefly about, he was like, I'm so excited to, you know, go out with Fate. And then, of course, COVID happened, and that was postponed until now. Yeah. Gosh, that was 3 years ago. So it's going to be amazing.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, me too.
Things kind of normal, yeah. Except for the crazy inflation. But like gig-wise and stuff like that, it seems to be like, all right, bands are going on tour. No venues are shutting down, and no tours are getting canceled because of, you know,
the Rona,
the COVID. So let's just hope that keeps up, because man, it's having to go to those shows that we went to when everyone just kind of like went on tour at once. We're like, wow, there was like five shows in like
two weeks.
In 3 days.
yeah,
it felt like it. So we hit almost every single one of them, but man, that was great just to finally be out. And
my neck was so sore because I hadn't headbanged in so long. I was like, I'm out of practice.
And seeing a bunch of people out having fun, finally, like old friends, and, you know,
see faces again. So yeah. Nice to see smiles.
See people like out and having fun, like listening mm-hmm. to music, because that's music, man. That's important. No music, it's just dead.
Yeah,
it's just dead. There's always got to be music playing. So and bands got to keep touring. Just someone gets sick or cold, man, just emergency it, man.
Right.
You know, drink water, but flush that shit out.
It keeps up the morale because, you know, it it drains you being at home and sequestered and away from everyone, and maybe not drains you, but it's depressing.
The isolation, isolation. Being away from all your friends and relatives and stuff like that, family or whatever.
So it's good to be back out and the vibes back up. And
Yeah, it's good.
It's you never know what battle someone's fighting. So just be nice to people. Be kind. Be cool to people. Have fun. Enjoy life. And don't be a hater. That's the moral of this week.
Yes.
Yes.
Lots of haters out there.
But you got to shake them off and stay positive.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how great someone's life might look or vice versa, you don't really know how it is behind closed doors.
Yeah, someone can have everything. Mm-hmm. It'd still be miserable AF.
Or they can be struggling and be happy.
Yeah.
I guess, you know. So.
Yeah, there's people who have, they're happy. They're grateful for everything and they're happy because that's how you got to be grateful.
Yeah, just be good to people. We've lost a couple of friends since this pandemic. And, of course, Trevor from Black Dahlia, who is a really awesome person. And it's always people like that where you can't wrap your mind around it. So, you know, I've dealt with a lot of bullying in my life personally and lately a lot. And it takes a toll on me. And Johnny tries to tell me, you know, don't let those people affect you. And if you saw all that drama, you know what's up. But it's like you can't let those people affect you, but it does. So just be a good person. Be cool and treat each other with respect, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the best thing we can do.
And if someone's miserable, let them be miserable. Like, hey, later. I don't have time for that.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's okay. We got a lot of awesome friends and a lot of positivity. And like you said, shows are back. So it's great. All right. We've got the occultist Romo says, what is your scariest paranormal experience?
What's yours? You have one?
I have one.
Yeah. Scariest.
I'll be quick. My scariest paranormal experience is probably when we went to Yorktown, the memorial.
Oh, yeah.
The memorial hospital.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
It wasn't really scary. It's just more like,
I felt things. Yeah. Like I'm empathic and I'm, you know, I try to help people through my job of tattooing and help heal. And I feel like I take on a lot of that energy from other people. And I just had a feeling about this place, and it was like a drug rehab facility, like in the late 80s, I think. And like a lot of people died mysteriously, like over 2,000 people died in this place. Our friends are the gatekeepers, so they gave us a private tour. So we go down there, and Johnny's all excited. And I have some Catholic imagery tattooed on my stomach. And she was like, well, you know, my friend that runs it, she was like, be careful when you walk into the chapel. They don't really like heavily tattooed people. I'm like, okay, yeah. And I walked in, and my stomach just turned. Like, I felt weird. I felt sick. Like, I got really pale and I was just like, ugh, I felt so sick. And I had said a little prayer to my mom, who passed of a drug overdose. So she was super familiar with these horrible places like this Yorktown place that really abused people trying to get treatment, you know, drug treatment. So anyway, I felt like I prayed to my mom, like, protect me and send me a sign if you're here. Right. And then remember we walked in that room.
Yep.
We walked in this room.
It was like a little makeshift, like someone made like a little makeshift altar on this old dresser and against the wall there.
And the hospital's super dilapidated. It's like it's been there for 200 years and nobody's been there. Like, it's like just like bed frames, just like rusted metal. And so I was feeling all this weird shit and I felt like super cold breezes. I'm like, y'all feel that? And they're like, no. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I feel crazy stuff. I was like, I really want to get out of here. I'm just not feeling well. We walked down the hallway of the hospital and there was an altar set up and they're like, oh, this is new. Cause people will break in and, you know, do sacrifices and, you know, just light altar, light candles and stuff. But it was a candle of my mom's perfume, Bijan, and I've never seen a candle of that perfume. I hadn't smelled that in years, and I got like a whiff of my mom's perfume, and I was like, I'm getting chills. I'm like, that's the sign. So that was pretty paranormal to me. Like, I felt my mom's energy. I felt spirits. I just didn't want to be in there anymore. So that's mine. What's yours?
Well, mine wasn't too scary. It was kind of creepy. I was staying up in London, Ontario. I was playing in Thine Eyes Bleed. And I would stay with Jaime or James, who was Justin's cousin. So I would stay with him. And there's actually two experiences. I'll just talk about the craziest one. Shit, which one is crazier, the footsteps or the light bulb?
Talk about them both. They're both in the same place,
The first time was I was downstairs in the basement. I was sorting out laundry, and I hear some, like, footsteps walking above me in the kitchen. And I was like, cool, man. Jaime's home. We get to smoke out. Woo-hoo. So I'm like, hurry up and put my sort out my clothes, start the laundry. And I go upstairs, and it was Jaime. And then I look, and his bedroom door is closed. Like, I guess he's not. Usually when he gets home, his door's open. You know, he comes in, whatever. So I go out the front door, and I look, and his truck's not in the driveway. I'm like, oh, what the hell? They were footsteps, man. They were like.
You heard it.
Yeah, like someone walking. Heavy footsteps. That was the first one. The second one was crazy. I was at Jaime's, where I was in the front room playing with the cat, with Patrick, RIP. Patrick. Oh, little Patrick.
Little kitty.
And it was nighttime. I was watching TV, and I heard a pop. What was that? So I kind of creeped out, look in the hallway, turn the light on, nothing. I walk into the kitchen because it was the next room, and I turned the light on, and there was, like, you know, those little crazy boxes that they put the light bulbs in, those little rectangle square boxes.
They pad them?
Yeah, they padded it and put two in there. That was in the middle of the kitchen floor by itself. And I'm like, how the? Yeah, and then I got, like, goose pimples and shit, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it. I turned the light off. And I went back to the couch and got in the corner, and I was cuddling with the cat, and I was scared, man. I was like, what the fuck? So then
they're spirits.
Yeah, I call Jaime. I say, hey, dude, where do you keep the light bulbs? He goes, why? I go, oh, you know, I'm just wondering. He goes, oh, they're, you know, I keep them in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, cool. And then so he gets home, and then he's like, hey, what's up with the light bulb? I go, dude, let me show you. And then I showed him, and he said, he goes, wow, that's never happened before. Like actual physical stuff flying around. You know, he's heard the footsteps and the creaks and stuff in the house, but he's never seen something physically get thrown.
Fly.
Yeah, he kept the light bulbs in a basket in this like rack thing against the pantry. I guess it was like a pantry, and he had stuff on there. And then on the top of the rack was the basket with the light bulb. So there's no way that light bulb could have just like, whoops, plopped out of the basket onto the floor. That must have been picked up and thrown. That's the only way that they can have gotten into that floor.
Creepy.
So that was creepy. Those are the only two paranormal encounters I've ever had in my life, and that was plenty.
Yeah, that was probably enough.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple more questions. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, this is from Evil Nash 82. What's up, Nash?
Evil Nash.
Okay, so he says, what is y'all's dream festival lineup? Both answer and let's see the difference. Okay. Our dream festival lineup. Ooh, I'm going to have to think of that for a moment. Dream
festival lineup. Can that be like bands like come back from the dead?
I would say like living.
Oh,
now.
Living?
Like living now, what would be your dream festival? Boy. How many bands? God, this one's complicated.
It'd be like, you know, like obviously it'd be like a 4-day festival. And I don't know.
My favorite. Go ahead.
For sure. Judas Priest.
Yes. Okay. So Priest. Yeah. Priest is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to see definitely St. Vitus with Wino and with Scott Riegers. That would be awesome. And that would be amazing to hear both of them play. Let me think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I'd have Carcass on there.
Yes.
Carcass, Priest.
So good live. Carcass is amazing live.
Yeah, they're so good. Either like Inhuman or Obituary.
Obituary is one of my favorite live. I mean, I think ours would be the same.
It just, yeah. It'd be all like Obituary.
Priest, Carcass.
Maybe Maiden.
Misfits.
Maybe a Metallica
with Mustaine.
With Mustaine playing guitar.
Oh my God, that'd be crazy.
Playing like Kill 'Em All, you know, from front to back.
Speaking of which,
the demo that they released, No Life Till Leather.
Dude, if they came back and just did that with Dave, you know how fucking fast.
No Life Till Leather demo.
Do it, Dave! But live. the new Megadeth singles are amazing. Especially that new track, the first track they came out with.
But it had to be Dave playing drums, not Lars.
Can we just get like a super group going?
Yeah, Lombardo on drums, for sure. Mustaine on lead guitar, James, you know, vocals, because it has to be James.
So Kirk's out. Kirk can be triple.
Kirk can, like, you know.
Or it could be like Skinner. Then you just have three guitar players.
Three guitar players. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Maiden.
It would just be like Skinner. Yeah. Or Maiden.
Yeah. Like exactly. when Adrian Smith came back in the band, they didn't have the heart to kick out Yannick. So they just like, all right, we'll have three guitars. Which is cool. Because Yannick is a little ballerina on that stage.
Okay. Let's ponder on that festival.
Yeah. That's a crazy, like, question. Damn. We're going to have to, like.
Festival's a lot of bands.
Yeah. We're going to have to, like, after this podcast, we're going to sit down and make a list and then post it.
Yes.
Cannot think of.
Dude, we'll do a mock-up flyer.
Yeah. We'll do a mock flyer.
Okay. Let's see. Pete Veneris says, can you guys put the word out to all metal bands that we need them here in Australia? Well, Australia was on lockdown for a long time, so that has to do with the politicians.
Australia, man, I really feel for you guys.
You
man.
Guys are awesome.
You guys sucks. Had the brutal, brutal lockdown, like a year? Yeah, just about a year? Brutal. Oh, boy.
So, yes, metal bands, go to Australia. Also go to Texas.
Go to Australia. Australia is beautiful.
Hell yeah.
The people are great. Always have a good time in Australia. The beer's great. The food's great. The seafood, you know?
Hell yeah.
The smoke is excellent. It's probably some of the best smoke I ever had down in Australia.
Plus, Aussies are just cool.
Are just really nice, cool people. They're you know, they, what's up, mate? Tell you the way it is, how it is. And if you don't like it, you know, too bad. But Australia is great, man. More bands need to go down there for sure. It's just so far. Yeah. Australia needs to come closer, man.
Yeah, it's like South Texas. A lot of people don't come here because it's so far down.
And yeah. Yeah.
Okay, a few more questions. So we've got from Atreyu Kenshin Smith.
That's a long name.
Long name. Will Tom do a solo project? Who's Tom?
Hunting?
Tom Hunting?
Tom Morello?
Tom Morello's back in Rage. Next question is from Four Points Forge.
Four Points Forge.
This is one of my old clients, Russell. He's an awesome veteran. Does he
make knives?
Makes knives. He made me that badass purple Damascus knife I have. So, yeah. Shout out to
Four Points Forge on his name. I'm like,
hell yeah.
I hope so.
So he says, favorite shop you worked at and where are you going next?
Oh, shit.
That's a good one. I've worked in a lot of shops. I've been tattooing since 2007. Starting at Calaveras here in San Antonio. They gave me my start. Thank you guys. And yeah, moved on from there. But man, all the shops I worked in have been fun. Mind's Eye was cool because the owner was like old school biker hellion. His name's Robin. I bought my old Chevy from him. He was friends with my dad. He was just a ball buster, old school. You had to earn your fucking keep and bust your ass. And I liked that. He made us work really hard and he really pushed me. Like I would only do traditional stuff, you know, and he's like, you need to learn how to use a three. You need to learn how to do fine line. Like, yes, master. So he like really pushed me, but Saints and Sinners was awesome. Got to work with my friend Carlos Truon for a while he was up in Dallas before he opened his shop. Nick Lay, a lot of my friends, Dave Woodard. I moved to the other SNS the second time I moved to Dallas, but I loved my shop that I had in Fort Worth until that went south. That was great. But man, I've had a good time working at pretty much every shop I've worked in. I like working with other people. I cohabitate well. I like bouncing off each other and feeding off each other. And sometimes I feel like having a private studio is kind of boring. I'm like, man, I want to be back in a tattoo shop. So I don't know where I'm going next. We're thinking about going to Florida. To be coastal.
West Texas or North Texas or who knows, man. I mean, it's just wide open.
Your sisters are in California and I'd love to be closer to them, but it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So,
maybe like somewhere like heavy medium, like in like Colorado or New Mexico or I don't know, man. I don't know. Who knows? It's wide open. We have no kids, so we're mobile.
We are mobile.
And no pets either.
That's right. Okay. We got two more from Leo Bones. He wants to know, what is y'all's favorite Halloween costume you've worn?
Mine was, I was dressed as Nostradamus. That was pretty, that was cool.
I've got an awesome picture.
Because I had a beard and it kind of, that one Halloween, it was great because mom was dressed as Queen Elizabeth. And I was like the court, a prophet or whatever you're.
A family Halloween. I love that.
It was really cool. There's a photo of me as Nostradamus and sitting with mom and she has the white gloves and the tiara and. The blue outfit like the queen. So yeah, that was my favorite.
That's awesome.
What was yours?
I've done a lot. I've been Blackie Lawless. That was fun. my favorite was Alice in Chains. I was Alice Cooper, like all decked out as Alice Cooper with python boots. I made my costume. And then I wrapped chains around me and wore like an old Alice in Chains shirt and looked all grungy. So I was Alice in Chains. So that was fun. And that was for Vinnie Paul's last costume contest. So that was pretty cool to be able to be there for that. The only year I got to go, but he was really awesome. I got to meet him. And that was cool. So yeah, Blackie Lawless and Alice in Chains. I love painting my face like Kiss anytime I can. Ace or
Peter. Ace,
or,
yeah.
I try to do Paul, but I don't think my geometry on my face is right because I can't get that star right.
No, see, your geometry is right. His is rough. That's why it looks okay because his face is...
His face is perfectly beautiful.
He's got kind of...
That's hilarious. So, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so let's see. Would you... Vulgar Display of Metal says, would you have Sully Erna as a guest next? I don't know him.
Sully.
Did they even... That's the guy from Godsmack?
Yeah, singer? Sully.
Do they even do anything anymore?
I think they still play. I mean, I don't
know him.
I don't know. I could reach out, but he probably wouldn't because I heard that he doesn't communicate with fans, so.
Ew, yucky. Nope. Okay, so, ooh, this is a good one. DL Keith writes, what are your guilty pleasure bands?
I think I know yours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Gino Vanelli.
You can't mess with Gino Vanelli. I'm sorry, but he's a sex symbol of the 70s, okay? I do like Gino Vanelli, I'm not going to lie. Let's see. What other... Okay, so you name one and then I'll name one.
I think everyone knows ABBA.
That's not guilty, though. I think everyone loves ABBA.
Well, I mean...
What, like, sucks that you like?
What sucks that I like?
That's a horrible question.
I don't know. Let's see. What's that Chili Pepper song? It's not from the Sex Magik album. It's Don't Kill Cowboys, Don't Kill Coyotes or something.
I haven't heard that.
Real Cowboys, Don't Kill Coyotes or something like that. I can't even remember. I haven't heard it in so long. But
okay, we've got one more from Dr. Chaos.
Dr. Cow.
Chaos. C-A-O-S. Chaos without the H. Okay, he says... He's half Spanish and half, let's see, what does that say? That's exactly how he talks.
Dela Sue, if you have ever tattooed Tom or I, and if Juan have ever invited you to Chile on vacation. Dela. Oh, you know.
Tell us, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think you never tattooed Tom.
No?
If I ever invited you to Chile, yeah, I would, yeah.
We want to go.
I have a good friend in Chile. He lives just north of Viña. My friend Adolfo, he's got a... Rapa Nui Inc. up in Chile. Adolfo is a great traditional tattooer, like traditional, like with the bamboo and the
Tabori.
Tabori, yeah, awesome. he's got that down.
I got some Tabori.
I would love to go to Chile and hang out and go down there and take Brittany and do some work down there and just hang out on the beach and tattoo because it's a totally different way of life down there. So
your family is royalty there.
Kind yeah. My dad did a lot down there in the community. That's in the awesome. Neighborhood. He built a lot of houses there and helped a lot of people.
So cool.
Yeah.
Your family has worked so hard. All right, let's see. Ooh, that's a good one. Knockabout
Cycles. What is y'all's least favorite band?
Ooh.
My least favorite band would probably be it's a tie between U2 and Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're like my least favorite bands. I don't know why people like them.
Wait, didn't you just say that your guilty pleasure song was a Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
It was one song, not the band.
Okay, I see.
I don't like the band, but I like that one song.
Okay. Sometimes a band can have a song and you're like, this doesn't even sound like the band. Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
You can have a great song, but be a, you know.
I would say touche on both of those bands. And I'm trying to think of who else, like, I would just, like, turn off. Like, some of that newer, just, like, radio rock that's just, like, it's just, like, oh my god, like every song. Sorry, that was terrible.
I have no idea, like, any new bands
out. Well, when we we drive to the drive to the tattoo shop and my CD player in my dad's old truck, it has been jammed for a while, so we've been rocking the local we've been rocking a local radio station, and
yeah,
sometimes like some shit comes on and I'm just like, who made this popular? But I don't know.
Yeah, you wonder, UT, like, is, why do you, labels or whatever push certain bands that they just like forcing it down your throat, and it's not good. But people listen to it, and it's popular. How does that happen? I don't know. I'll never understand that.
Yeah. Least favorite band. You say U2 and Red Hot Chili Peppers?
U2 and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a band I really don't like, but I can't, like, those two, yeah, I'll just skip every time.
Those are the only two that I can think of right now.
I used to make a classic mistake of skipping the Eagles or, like, turning off the Eagles, okay? Johnny too. And so I just had heard all those songs too many fucking times in my life. My dad was just old school 70s classic rocker, so Hotel California was burned in my brain, so I just, I'd skip it every time.
Yep.
Then they came out with the History of the Eagles documentary, and I was like, okay, they're awesome, the musicianship, and you have a whole new respect for the band. So I would not now skip the Eagles, but I was like the dude, like, turn that shit off, the Big
maybe,
Lebowski.
Yeah. Maybe, what's the song we always skip? Desperado?
Yeah, there's a couple, too.
It is Hotel California, which is played so much. When I was little, at least growing up, and then it was on the radio, they played it like every hour it was
exactly.
played, and it was on all Sometimes the time. Like, so man, I don't want to hear this, man. I cannot hear this anymore. I don't want to. But we watched that Eagle documentary, and it was really awesome. It was really good. It was great.
All right, we got something else to reveal.
So
are you ready?
So Britt was commissioned some artwork for a book
2 years ago.
Two years ago, thanks, because COVID. COVID came out and it got pushed behind. But we just got a copy of this great book.
What's it called, Johnny?
It's called Pussy Galore, Girls, Panthers, and Tattoos.
So yeah, my friend Chad hit me up at the last minute and was like, hey, I want you to be in my book, but I need this painting in 2 days. And I was like, because I had all these tattoo appointments and shit. But I did a quick little quickie painting, and you can find me on the Misfits page. Actually, that's an old Samhain logo, but you know. So there's my contribution. But some of my favorite tattooers are in here.
Yeah, it's killer.
It's an awesome book, dude. It's a killer book. So y'all check out.
Go check it out.
Pussy Galore. I think I got mine on Tattoo Flash Collective. But yeah, so we got a lot of new stuff. We got the book just came out, and I'm going to have these posters available for sale. Dun, dun, dun. At Psycho Las Vegas. Hopefully, they'll probably have them on their website too, but we're working out printing and all that stuff right now. So check it out, man. And then Finally,
yes, we got some new
last
shirts.
Last but not least, our amazing friend Rodney, who sings for Devastation.
Rodney Dunsmore.
Prints all of our shirts. He's an amazing person and does amazing printing. And we got these rad shirts made.
Precision printing.
Precision screen printing.
It came out great.
Yeah, dude. So this art was done by our friend Jordan Barlow. And yes. If you guys have ever listened to Goat Whore and seen their artwork, he does a lot of Goat Whore stuff. He does a lot of stuff for Matt Pike and Sleep. Some of the posters you probably have in your collection are done by Jordan. He's a badass. Fucking awesome. Johnny took his art and painted us a new banner for our backdrop. But super grateful for Jordan. He's an awesome, awesome person. And yeah, if you guys want commissioned artwork, hit him up. His stuff's badass.
Yeah,
and he's doing a lot more drawing these days. So
Great. That was cool of him to do that. It came out so cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was so excited to see what he did. And
he's fucking amazing.
Didn't disappoint you.
Oh, it's I forgot. I only got 10 of each size, small, medium, and large, of these girlies racerbacks. So they're half black, half red. So if you are one of the first 30 girls that grabs one of those will be on thehauntedchapel.com and my website, bztattoo.com. So check that out. And follow our social media pages for more giveaways.
Mm-hmm. Thehauntedchapel.com, bztattoo.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Usually it's like the Haunted Chapel. You can just type it in. It'll pop up.
Exactly.
We're on YouTube. All the podcast sites, Spotify, Anchor FM, we're on Google, we're on Apple Podcast, we're everywhere. We just recently got a TikTok. We can't figure the hell that we can't
yeah,
figure
man.
Out.
We don't have time
thing.
To do all this bullshit. Social
it's so
media.
Much. Yeah, it's so much. It's just crazy.
It's hard to make stuff, tattoo, draw, plan for events, and do all of this. So we're doing our best. So thank you guys for staying tuned and keeping up with us. We really are excited about the Inhuman Condition table. That's our next giveaway. So go see them on tour and
follow Inhuman Condition on social media. So you get all the updates on when they're touring, when they're coming to your town.
Exactly. Because that is just going to be available at the merch booth. $5 unlimited entry. So get them while you can. We've never had a giveaway that cheap and supports the band. So
support your friends. Really cool. Good band. Good dudes.
Be good people. See metal shows. Support your friends and support art, live music.
That's right.
And support go to Psycho Las Vegas.
Support live music. Go to Psycho and we'll be there hanging out. We'll be working and I'll be helping. But
I'll be
lots of good bands playing. It's a new venue, so that should be pretty exciting because it's going to be new for everyone.
Exactly.
So,
and as far as booking for Psycho Las Vegas, I think Psycho is going to take care of the booking and pricing and all of that this year. So I am out of all of that.
Go to the Psycho website and check it, continually to updates. And
they're going to get back with me about all that. So I will be announcing it as soon as I know. But stay tuned and hope to see all you guys at Psycho Las Vegas.
See you in Psycho Vegas. See you at the Misfits in Dallas.
Yes. Or, Riot Fest.
Or,
there's a lot of cool stuff coming.
Danzig's playing Aftershock too. I'll be working there.
Hell yeah.
Maybe see you there. Maybe not. What else? Riot Fest. Misfits at Riot Fest. Lots of stuff going on. So sounds good. Hell yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll keep you guys posted on all the fun stuff coming up and giveaways we got going on. But stay metal. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
And stay haunted.
Yeah. Oh.